7 out of the 15 political party representatives have gone through balloting to determine the positions of their parliamentary candidates on the ballot sheet for this year's election. The event took place at the head office of the EC. The GCPP will appear first on the ballot sheet, followed by the PPP, NDC, UPP, NPP, NDP, and the IPP. The Electoral Commission says the other 8 political parties who failed to be present will be placed on the ballot sheet according to the order in which they submitted their filings. Here is a Rabda Powers report.
The balloting for the order of appearance by parliamentary candidates were done in 2 phases. The first was to determine the order by which parties are to pick the ballot sheets. In this ballot, the NPP picked number 1, followed by the NDC, UPP, PPP, GCPP, IPP, and the NDP. By this, the represented parties are now aware of who will go first to the ballot box to choose the position by which the party will appear on the parliamentary ballot sheet. In this exercise, the GCPP took the first position on the ballot sheet. It was followed by the PPP, NDC, UPP, NPP, NDP, and the IPP in that order. The Electoral Commission said it has to start printing the ballot sheet, hence the exercise. Amadou Sule is the deputy chairperson in charge of operations.
First of all, we need to ballot for who picks first. So we know out of the numbers who are going to do the balloting, who will be picking. So we'll get that level first. You pick, if you are the person to pick first inside and know your position, that will be the second level. So the first level is picking, balloting for who picks first, who picks second, etc., etc. We'll do that selection and close presenters of the ballot. We'll continue with the activities.
Representatives of the other 8 parties who failed to show up for the exercise will appear on the ballot sheet in the order by which they submitted the filing. The 2 main political parties, the NDC and MPP, were represented by their campaign chairman, Johnson Desiedunketia and Mark Maino. The EC announced an IPAC meeting which will be held next week, Friday, the 28th of October.
Irabna Powers report.